His voice cracks, and a tear slips down his face. Seeing the love of my life cry, the strongest man I've ever known, breaks me. Visibly, I shake. The shock of the situation is setting in, and a deep chill rips across my skin. Bone-chilling cold. Come here. James pulls back the blanket, inviting me into what will likely be the last bed we share. A hospital bed. Crawling in, I settle next to his warmth. How can I ever be without you? Thoughts of the life we planned, the children we'll never have, the things we never had the chance to do together pour through my mind like sands through an hourglass. Regret swirls around us, thick and heavy. It will be like before, when we were just friends. He laughs and I snuggle in deeper. It will never be like before, and nothing will ever be the same again. Internally, I know this, but choose not to share it with him. He's dying. The only man I will ever love is dying. He has less than 24 hours. Oh God, Jesus, please, please. One day, my love, you will realize that this was meant to be. We don't get to decide. It's all decided for us. Fate and James, forever the believer in one's destiny. I was just your act one, sweetie pie. Someday, you will find love again. Never. That five-letter word seems to pound through my body like a heartbeat. A proclamation. It's as if my heart and brain made a pact, then signed a contract sealing the deal. James will always be the end-all, be-all. Oh, sweetie, don't say that. I'll never rest in peace knowing you're torturing yourself. Promise me. Promise me when the time is right, you will accept it and not run. How can you ask me this? You're leaving me! Huge sobs soak his hospital gown as I cry a river. Not by choice, London. You know that. If I could, I'd grow old and gray with you just like I promised you on our wedding day 4 years ago. The image conjures a new bout of hell. Him in a crisp tuxedo, and me in the biggest, most poofy princess wedding dress the world had ever seen. The best day of my life. I will always love you, London. And one day, years down the road, when I'm just a memory, you will be loved. We kissed one last time. It was everything and so much more. I put a lifetime of lost kisses into that press of lips against lips, heart to heart, soul to soul. When he left me, I felt my soul crumble into minuscule pieces of nothing. James was wrong. I will never again be loved, because I'll never, ever let myself fall. Chapter 1.
Bridge, it's time to go. Get that fine ass out here. If I miss out on hot hors d'oeuvres, you're a dead woman.
Tripp's voice jangled through the open doorway. Placing a sheer line of gloss along my lips, and with one final flip to my hair, I was dashing toward him. He held the door open as I ducked under his outstretched arm. His cologne swirled in the air around him, making me want to stop and hug him, rub my body against the heady scent. Inhaling deeply, I passed by him. A stinging smack to my ass jolted me into motion. It burned, and I rubbed it soothingly. The champagne-colored slip dress rubbed against my heated skin enticingly. You want to follow up on that promise? I asked cheekily. He rolled his eyes and pushed me toward the elevator with a firm hand to my lower back.
I'm looking forward to seeing your latest work.
Tripp smiled and hugged me to his side.
I'm guessing by the client you went with an Asiatic theme?
My lips twitched into a smile, knowing how much he loved to play this game. I shook my head and he frowned.
Middle Eastern?
His dark eyebrows rose as he tilted his head